Then tenthly, dependent upon upadana, attachment, that comes into existence, bhava, or becoming. Bhava is life or existence as conditioned by our attachment, on any plane, on any level. And then eleventh, dependent on bhava, dependent on becoming, birth, jati, in Pali and Sanskrit. And then lastly, dependent upon birth, decay, and death. Because once you've been born, well, nothing on this earth can prevent you from decaying eventually and dying. So these are the 12 nidanas, or links, or conditioned co-production, as they're called. And they're a concrete, serial exemplification of this universal Buddhist principle of conditionality, especially as that principle is applied to the process of rebirth. The whole series of 12 links, or 12 nidanas, as you've probably noticed, covers three successive lives. The first and second nidanas, that's to say, ignorance or spiritual unawareness, and the sankskaras, the karma formations, they belong to the last life, the past life. It's because of our ignorance, our spiritual ignorance, and activities based thereon in the past, that we are born again into this present life. And then nidanas 3 to 10, that is to say, consciousness, name and form, then the six bases, contact, feeling, thirst, attachment and becoming, these all belong, of course, to the present life. And then the last two, that is to say birth and then decay and death, these belong to the future life. Now these 12 nidanas, these 12 links, can be divided not only according to the life in which they occur, whether past, present or future, but also according to what we call technically action process and result process. The meaning of these two terms, I think, is evident. They correspond very roughly to karma and results in karma. So the ignorance and the karma formations of the previous life, the previous existence, these are a cause process. They set up something. They're active. They bring something into existence. So these two together, ignorance and the karma formations, these are called the cause process of the previous life. Then next we've got consciousness, the relinking consciousness, name and form, that's the psychophysical organism, the six bases of experience of the external world, then contact and feeling. These five altogether represent what we call the effect process of the previous life. We're endowed with consciousness, we possess a psychophysical organism equipped with the six bases and which has contact with external things and feels pleasure and pain on account of that contact. We have all this on account of what we have done in the past. So just as the first two links represent the cause process of the past life, these five represent the effect process of the present life following upon that cause process of the previous life. Then next on the list we've got thirst or craving, attachment and becoming. So these three together make up what we call the cause process of the present life. These three correspond to the first two. They're another way of stating the first two, or the first two looked at from a slightly different point of view. The cause process of the present life. It's on account of these three, that is to say thirst or craving, attachment and becoming, that we're precipitated eventually into yet another birth, yet another life. Then last on the list, birth and decay and death, these represent the effect process of the future life.